I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where the country is emerging as a significant supplier of weapons to Ukraine as Kyiv works to resolve its ammunition shortage, with the help of the United States, while another Turkish firm is set to open a drone factory in Ukraine. The United States' latest munitions factory, which uses the Turkish company Repkon's state-of-the-art equipment, could ultimately account for a third of American shell output, vital to meeting current shortages faced by the Ukrainian army, says Turkey analyst Sinan Ciddi of the Washington-based Foundation for Defense of Democracies.
The Ukrainians have been warning for some time now. You know, they're starting to run low simply because that, you know, the artillery shells that they've been using on Allied supplied howitzers is being the essential sort of weapon of choice that has, you know, prevented up until recently, I would say, the advancement and recapture of Ukrainian towns by Russian troops. So Turkey stepping into this is remarkable simply because Turkey has a vast ability not only to procure, manufacture, but also as a supplier of these that's, you know, readily givable. I mean, in physical terms, I think it's a vital sort of supply line, a vital lifeline for essentially the US, which is also actually starting to run low based on the amounts of shells that it has supplied Ukrainian partner, right?
The United States ambassador to Turkey, Jeff Flake, praised the collaboration as a sign of the growing importance of deepening bilateral ties. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's close relations with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, has been a source of tension between Ankara and Washington. But along with the facilitating of the supply of desperately needed munitions for Ukrainian forces, another Turkish company, Baykar, is building a military drone factory in Ukraine. A sign, analysts say, of Ankara's increasing commitment to Kyiv, says defense analyst Tayfun Özberk.
It's a little bit risky to establish a factory in Ukraine under the war conditions. Of course, establishing a factory in Ukraine has a political message, but it will not, I believe that it wouldn't change Turkey's position in this war.
Since the outset of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Ankara has supported Kyiv, but remain neutral, refusing to enforce Western sanctions against Moscow. Turkey's rapidly growing defense industry, analysts say, has become an integral part of Turkish diplomacy. But doubling down on support for Ukraine will put to the test Ankara's policy of balancing ties with Moscow and its Western allies, says Sinir Özkarashahin, an independent Turkish defense analyst.
It's definitely walking on thin ice, but the Turkish policy towards Russia has mostly been based on something we call compartmentalization. So, like, you can agree to disagree in a lot of different, like, also critical, like, agendas, such as the, like, ongoing war in Ukraine, situation in Syria, but still you will be collaborating in different domains, such as, like, energy, trade. So Ankara separates these things from each other, which forms one of the main pillars of its policy towards Russia. Because in the end, Turkey is a critical ally for Russia.
While Turkey's defense industry is increasingly supporting Ukraine and Western allies' efforts to supply the Ukrainian military, Ankara remains a vital trading partner with Russia. Turkey analyst Ciddi of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies.
U.S. Treasury has, you know, sanctioned Turkish companies for, you know, supplying dual-use goods to the Russian military, including microchips, but weapons parts, right, that go directly into the manufacture of high-end Russian weaponry that is being used against the Ukrainians. So, you know, Turkey's playing both sides of this. So on a political sort of spectrum, it really does put the U.S. in a bind, having to keep increasingly or consistently quiet about sort of Turkey sort of double dipping, you know, and so it's a double-edged sword, I would say.
With Turkey unveiling two new military jets in the space of a year, President Erdogan underlined the growing importance of the Turkish defense industry, not only economically, but also to achieving the country's diplomatic goals. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.